Let's quickly review what we did yesterday, last time, which we didn't tape the svara yet. But. So again, you have simple kegets. Pretty simple. Is that if you shecht the simen, this is the way Rashi learns, or Tosus interprets Rashi to learn. It's basically, you shecht the simen in two locations. Okay? You shecht the simen in two locations. So you shecht it one place, and then, let's say you shecht a little cut in one place, and then you shecht rov in another place. Okay? So the question is it okay? So why not? So the argument is because it's not nicker. Okay, it's not nicker. Which means, the way Tosus interprets Rashi, is that when you make one cut, which is a majority cut, then you could see the big gash. You could see it. It's the skin spreads apart. Presumably because of the fact that the skin on each side of the cut clings together and it pulls it apart, it pulls a big gash and there's a big opening. So you could see that it's rov, you see that you did shlita. Okay, that's nicker. So it's in a shlita mefuras. It's nicker, noticeable, clear that it was done. But if you first make a little cut and then a big cut, so then you're not going to notice. What's going to happen is that since the little cut is there, the skin isn't going to be taut. And then the big cut isn't going to be noticeable. Okay, so it's not going to be noticeable. So now it's going to be a shchita shein a nicker. Like me nicker that you made a cut of rov. You may see a cut there, but it's not going to be wide open. It's not going to be spread apart. Therefore, it's not going to be nicker. And that's what Rav holds that a shchita has to be nicker. Shmuel says, no, what are you talking about? I'm sorry. It's the opposite. Rav said it's fine. Shmuel comes along and says, no, shchita that's not nicker isn't a shchita. Has to be mefuras. You need a shchita mefuras. And that's a Gemara machlokes in the Gemara. Does a shchita to be nicker? Does it not to be nicker? Right? Does it have to be noticeable that you did a shchita or not? Right? Okay, so we asked at first, it sounds like a strange thing. Where is this requirement coming from? And it quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu or something, but it's like a real stretch to say. It doesn't seem like a real limud, it seems like an asmachta. But what's the whole idea of demanding that shchita has to be nicker? I mean, I did shchita. Why should I have to be, what's the sense of saying I have to notice that I did it? From where? From a distance? I mean, I look at it, I'll measure it, I'll see I did shchita. I'll take the skin, I'll spread it apart, I'll see, I'll have the shochet, he's an expert in halacha. He checks for trefos, he checks for everything. So why does it have to be noticeable, clear and nicker, that he did shchita? It just sounds like a funny thing. It's not like a drabanan. It doesn't seem like it's a drabanan. He's just coming in and saying, shchita has to be nicker. Right? So it just sounds like a strange halacha, strange requirement. Right? I mean, shchita should be shchita. Shchita means you really did cut 51%. Now, what's the problem? It's not noticeable that you cut it. Who cares? Who cares it's not noticeable? Right? That was the... And what's the machlokas? The machlokas, whether it does have to be noticeable or doesn't have to be noticeable. That's also difficult. So we said like this, is that we shifted the question from a why question to a what question. Okay? Which means like this, is that at first it sounds like, look, shchita is shchita. Right? Shchita is shchita means you cut rov. Now, the question is, why should the Torah demand that it has to be nicker? Look, one shchita says it does, another shchita says it doesn't. But it's a strange thing. So the Torah just comes in with a requirement. Even though it's shchita, you have a super added requirement. By the way, it also has to be nicker. And then you wonder, well, why should the Torah do that? Right? And it's like almost like one side says the Torah does, the man says it doesn't. It's like, well, it's not a very beautiful machlokas. So you feel the only way you can even gain an insight is to saying why you demand such a thing. And then it's like, I don't know. That sounds like a philosophical question even. So all you could say is like, look, did the Torah demand the super added requirement of it being nicker? Or did it not demand it? Which isn't a very beautiful machlokas, and it's... And if you start getting into explaining why, it becomes like just a speculative thing. And it's not very insightful. It makes stuff up. So we said like this, is that we made a shift. Is that it's not pshat that shchita is shchita and nicker is a super added requirement. But we said that there is a class of actions which are like apparent actions. Manifest actions. It's like a type of an action. Like certain actions, like their value, they're not just actual actions, but part of the very identity of the action is like its manifest content. It's nickerness. Like we said, for instance, like a conquest would be an example. If like you conquer an enemy, it's like you could just say, listen, the underlying reality is the enemy is conquered. Like, I disabled their, you know, infrastructure. But then part of, like, a conquest is, like, the manifest blowing up their factory in, like, a noticeable, manifest, clear, obvious way. That's part of what vanquishes an enemy, is that, is the apparent conquest, not just the underlying reality of it, but the apparent nature of it is not just a super added requirement, but it's like part and parcel of the action, part and parcel of the conquest and of the vanquishing the enemy is that you're doing an apparent action. So it's not just like there is, like, within actions, apparent is something, the appearance of the thing is sometimes a component of the action itself. So what we're saying is that when Shmuel's saying you need shchita mefuras, you need to be nicker, noticeable, he's not just saying shchita equals shchita, cutting 51%, and oh yeah, by the way, the Torah adds an additional requirement of nicker. But he's saying it's part of shchita is an apparent action. It's like a mutilating of the semen. And a mutilating of the semen doesn't just mean undermining its biological integrity, but it's like it's a manifest action. That is what he learns, that shchita is an apparent action. It's a manifest destruction of the semen. It's not just shchita means cutting the semen and then super added, oh yeah, the Torah says we want you to know about it. That's like a gazero or a philosophical demand. But it's saying is that he's holding that it belongs to the class of actions which the appearance is part of the very action itself. So that's what he holds, is that shchita meforas, that it demands that. Whereas Rav says, no, shchita is just an actual action. The appearance is not part of the action, but it just shchita is defined by the underlying anatomical reality. It has nothing to do with its mutilation and its appearance and its, you know. Then you may wonder why. That's a why question, and the why question isn't so bothersome anymore. I don't know why. For some reason, the Torah holds it. That's not. It's more the machlokus isn't the matter of the why. The question is what? Is that is the definition of shchita to be formulated purely like in a mechanical, you know, anatomical way, or is part of the action the appearance of the shchita? And you could speculate because the Torah wants a person to notice it before he eats, or I don't know, whatever. It's like, then the why question isn't, you could speculate up things, but that's not the explanation. The halachic definition isn't, see, if you look at it as purely like shchita means shchita, and then the Torah is, in an ad hoc way, adding in a requirement, so then you're bothered by, well, why should the Torah do such a thing? It's like an ad hoc thing. It doesn't really fit in naturally into the structure. Mm-hmm. So then it's like bothersome, and you feel, what's the machlokes? Did the Torah do it, did it not do it? But if you learn that, it's like there are two classes of actions, and there's an idea, there are certain actions where the appearance is part of the very quality of the action. So then he's just learning that's what shchita is. And the machlokes is that a component of what shchita is?
To make some sort of different.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main shift, is that taking appearance from being like a super-added thing, super-added requirement, to being like a component of the Maisa itself.
Can you see that anywhere else?
Another that's like, yeah, I don't know. In Shchita or another that's like, in Jas, there's such a thing like that.
Yeah, to where we're concerned about
appearance? I don't know.
Like,
that's just how Tosas interprets Rashi, okay? But for the time, I mean, that's like as a given. So there's machlokas in the Gemara, whether shchitas minhag or not. For going further, we can just take that as a machlokas. The question, though, is and this is how Ratos got started. What is the case? What's the case? Tosas asks, he says, Manoshach, if you are cutting less than Rove, because again, what's the case of the Gemara is he cut two or three cuts. Right? Two or three cuts. And they're saying, is this possible? It's kasha, that's machlokas. So what's the case? If you cut less than Rove in any one spot, right? You got 130% and another 30%. Right? Total is more than Rove, but less than Rove in any one spot. So those says, of course it's possible. Because you don't have a cut, which is Rove. Right? You don't cut, which is Rove. So he says, so Elamai, you'll have to say, you do have Rove in one spot. So he says, if you do have Rove in one spot, then what's the problem? How could it be possible? Right? So then Tosas says, and Rashi, I'll tell you how it could be possible. Because even if you have Rove in one spot, that Rove isn't going to be nicker if you have other cuts. And that's how he gets around it. Right? So, for us, is not just a lack. Even if you have 50%, still it's a psalm because it's not nicker. That's how Tosos goes, and that's how we explained. It doesn't mean nicker. Even though if you have 50%, you need it to be nicker, you need it to be noticeable. Fine. But that was Tosos out of the premise that you need it to be, you can't, you have to have 50% in one spot. You can't join together two less than rows. Like that was like a premise what got Tosos started. Okay. Tosos now brings down the Shiltos. Okay, the Shiltos. Who argues? Okay. He says, Ushiltos Durabachoi. Okay, and we're kind of halfway, two thirds of the way down in Tosos. He says, he explains this case different than Rashi. Shiltos Durabachoi. It's like by the little yod in the middle of Tosos. We're in Tosos Laman and Alpha Shoche. So, Ushiltos Durabachoi, Mefarish, Shnaim Oshosh Mekomos, Kigon Shekol Osun Mekomos, Behekev Shel Semen. Okay, so the two or three places are around the same circumference, around the siman. Kigon shechotach saviv saviv. You cut around the round. Kan ma'at, v'kan ma'at. Here a little bit, here a little bit. V'tabas achas, v'kana. In one ring of the kana. The kana is the windpipe, and the windpipe is made of like rings, like cartilage rings or something like that. It's a bunch of like rings. So, cartilage, right?
Yeah.
So the cartilage rings. So the saying is, if you cut on one ring, right? So he says, it's talking about where you cut around the same ring. So you cut a little bit in one spot, let's say 30% on one side of the ring and 30% on the other. Or 20, 20, and 20. Okay? And that's the case that, in theory, altogether you have rov, so therefore it should be fine. But it's not nicker. It's not nicker. Right? But it's not nicker. So that's the case. Seems like he doesn't like saying, like within Rashi's way, he's saying if you have 50%, then that one cut is nicker. He doesn't like saying, talking about this funny case that, you know, because you have other cuts, it's like it's hard to, the facts are hard to say. Rashi's case. It's like, save one big cut 50%, but since there's other small ones, it's not nicker. So he learns a simple. He learns simple. Which Tosa says, how could it be? How could it be if you have two cuts which are less than a row of each, then how could that be? Definitely it's not Shchit, the Tosa said. Alright? How could it be kosher, he says. But the Shiltos says, in Echnami, there's no problem. Apparently, according to the Shiltos, he says, if you have two or three cuts on the same level, same height, so to speak, on the pipe, they could join together. You could join together to form your rove. Whereas according to Rashi, you cannot do that. According to Rashi, or Tosos' interpretation of Rashi, you cannot do that. You have to have 50% in one spot, one cut of 50%. Could join together small cuts. Right, so that's machlokas. That's what that we're going to take on. But let me just reel further. So the Tosos goes further. The old perish b'shiltos. And then the Shiltos goes even further. She'afilu chotach mir hakana l'mayla. Let's add an R. Right? Even if you cut a minority of the kana above, towards this side of the skin, v'chazar v'shachar mi'uto Lemata, the tzad acher, and then you cut a majority, let's say from the other side, above, higher up on the siman, at a different side of the pipe, right? Zesh looking at zeh, not near each other, tikshera, given the minakol yeshrov. So he's saying is, if you imagine the pipe is a long pipe, and you cut, let's say, one side of the pipe, lower on the pipe, and the other side of the pipe, higher on the pipe, and they'll join together to form more than 50%, then it's good. So it's a further chiddush. His first move was to say, if there are two cuts on the same level, the same, let's say, ring, then they're mitzaref. But then he's saying, oh, he goes even a step further. I'll tell you, even if they're not on the same ring, and they're not at the same level, one is above and one is below, that's also mitzaref. The only problem is it's not going to be nicker. See, now it's easier to understand how these aren't nicker, because you see one cot, and you assume that's the cot. You know? You see one cot high, and you assume that's it. You don't say, oh, maybe low below. That's not nicker. Right? So that's how he learns. So it seems like the Shiltos learns is like two steps. You know, Rashi or Tosus learns he cannot never join together two cots if they're separate. The Shiltos' first step is you could join them together if they're at the same level. And then he pushes it even a step further. So even if they're not at the same level, you can join them together. So I'd like to find the Machlokes, Rashi and the Tosus or Shiltos. And I guess within the Shiltos, maybe they're two different Svaros, because it seems like he's going and taking it in two steps. It's not just saying they're all identical. He realizes those are different, but he's even going further. In a certain sense, this the Nicker thing is really separate from this. Nicker is just the background that creates the case. But it's just the, even if you say in theory these should be good, then you run into the Nicker problem. Right? But the question here has nothing really to do with the Nicker. The question is it in terms of row, in terms of getting row. The Machlokes we're showing him is where's the case. Rav and Shmuel are arguing whether Shchita has to be Nicker or not. Okay, whether it has to be Nicker or not. The question is where's the case?
Right.
Which you even have a discussion about Nicker. So Rashi, Tosus learns a cut has to be 50% in one spot. So if you have 30 and 30, it's not because it's not Nicker, it's because you don't have row. So that's why, but the Shiltos learns very simple. The Machlokes is talking about where you have 30 and 30, and they'll join together, they add up together, so therefore, in theory, it would be good, if not for the Nicker problem. And the Nicker problem is the Machlokes, which we defined last time. Does it have to be Nicker? Does it not have to be Nicker? But according to the Shiltos, the case of Nicker is a very easy case. It's 30 plus 30. But Rashi holds you can't add, Tosus learns you can't add up. So since you can't add up, you're going to have to say cut is already 51%. So then, well, how could it not be Nicker? You have a gash that's 51%, how could that not be Nicker? So he says, oh, because you have other cuts on the side of it, and the other cuts on the side of it spread out the skin and make it that it's not noticeable. You know? But the premise is that according to Rav Tosfos, if it were less than 50% in one spot, it's intrinsically possible, because forget Nicker. You just can't add up two cuts which are less than Rav. But as the Shiltos learns, intrinsically you could add up two cuts which are less than Rav. The only problem is you may run into a Nicker problem. You know, so I'm saying is put the Nicker problem aside. This is a question before you get to Nicker. Do you have Rov? Or do you not have Rov? If you do have Rov, then you have to decide is Nicker a problem. But before you even get to the question of Nicker, you have to decide whether you have Rov in the first place. Okay, so do two simplest cases. Do 230. Let's take a simple case. And there's a way to start. Simple focus, two cuts on the very same ring of the windpipe. Two 30% cuts. Do they add together or do they not add together? So Mark's saying, and I think this is the first step. It would be, you know, I think maybe we go further, but the first step, Mark's saying, is like this. Is that, is it pshat, what's the rov? What's 50%? Is it pshat that you need a cut, which is rov? It's a shear in the, like, the chafza of the cut, right? The slice. You have a slice, a 50% slice. So then you can't have 230s. That's neither a cut. You don't have any cut, which is 50%. You need a cut, which is 50%. Or do you say it means that the simen, 50% of the simen is holy, or is cut? Not the chafza of the cut, but the simen itself is compromised birov. So what's the difference if it's one cut of 51% or two cuts of 26 and 26? Whatever. Either way, the simen itself has rov of it being cut. Right? But if you, the other way is you look at it as the shear, you need row of the cut itself has to be row. And then it has to be one cut. So my question is like, can we go further? Like, is that a question about how to understand Shchita? Is it a question how to understand the row? Like, what is that? Is that the end of the line? I think it's a good idea to first start with the simple case of the Shiltos, where they're on the same level. Or not to differentiate between those. Because you see, I mean, at the end of the day, he really holds by both of them it would work, right? So according to your, so what you're saying is it really should apply by both. Who really cares? So same level, different level. The point is, the simon is cut, rov. It's like a further question. whether it has to be at the same level or not. So I'm saying, I think we should ignore that for now. We'll get to that later, you know? It's like a fine distinction within the shofar. Let's try to just get a basic, you know? But my question is more, is like, is that contingent on something else? Is it like contingent on two ways to look at shechita? Or is it two ways of looking at rov? Or, like, how does that, you know what I mean? Like, it's, it is a question, is what is the rov in? Rov in the chafts of the kata, or rov of the semen? But does that depend on something further, or is that the underline as far as we can go? Okay, so maybe like this. Maybe there's two ways of looking at shechita. You could say that shechita is like you're making a kat. Okay? It's like you're creating like you're cutting the semen, or you're creating a cut in the semen. Right? You're creating an opening, a hole, a gash in the semen. So, you want to know, how big is the cut? So I'll say, well, if you got rov, the cut has to be rov. So it's like you're looking at shechita as like creating a cut, creating an opening, creating a gap, you know. The other way to look at it is more that you're, it's like you're, it's more like not looking at the, like the physical cut, but the effect on the semen. It's like you're looking at the action as like an effect. There's an entity called the semen, and you're undermining it. So it's not, the two parts are both, because the action, there's certain actions which are like, you know, described like in a mechanical, like in the, like the form of the action. And then there's like an action whose essence is like the effect. It's like an effective action. So you could say the action of shechita is the effect of destroying the semen. So we'll say, well, how much of the semen is destroyed? So we'll say, well, 50 or 60%. What's the difference whether it's one in one piece or in two pieces? See, if you're looking at like the action, if you're looking at it as like a mechanical action of making a cut, so you'll say this action and that action and the one another. This is cutting 30, this is cutting 30. But they're two separate actions, they're two separate cuts. But if you look at it as like you start off with an entity called a semen, and you need a majority of it to be undermined, and shechita means where you're destroying, undermining the entity of the semen, that's what shechita is. So then you want to know how much of the semen is undermined. So it doesn't matter whether it's in one location or two locations. Shechita's, the nature of what shechita is like affecting the semen in a certain kind of a way. It's affecting the entity of the semen. As opposed to the other way, the action of shechita is more like a mechanical action of creating a hole. It's not just undermining the entity of the semen, but it, or destroying the entity called the semen, it's creating a gash in the semen. It's creating a hole, and then you're going to say rov is a measurement of what that hole is, or of what that cut is. So then it's the two separate cuts, so you can't say, look, this one isn't shechita, that one isn't shechita, they're both not shechita. I really get easy at cutting your meat. If you cut your meat, so you could cut a piece of meat, you know, like let's say cut a piece of meat in half, a steak in half. So you may first cut the left side, then you cut the right side, and you take the knife, and maybe a lot of different separate actions of cutting. You may cut here, you may cut there. You know, that's kind of the way you break things sometimes. But it's one effective action of slicing the meat. Even slicing the whole meat, you could say, is one action of slicing the steak. So it may be many isolated mechanical motions of your knife, but it's one effect of undermining the, of making the meat cut, right? So if you define the action based on its effect, you'll say the effect is cutting the semen, so of undermining the semen, so 30% here, 30% there is basically undermining 60% of the semen. The fact that one side, one of them is on one side, another is on the other side, who cares? Point is, the semen is a continuous, is a whole entity, and it has extent to it, and you're undermining 60% of it. But if you look at shechita as like a physical cut in the semen as making a hole, so then you have two separate holes and undo with one another. You made a 30% hole, you made another 30% hole. So if that's what shechita is creating a hole, creating a gap, then it's one gap, then, or it's two separate gaps. One gap is one, another is another one. If it's not creating a hole, but it's more undermining the entity of a semen, so then if the two underminings join together, because it's one semen which you're creating these holes, which you're undermining, so the two parts of it are undermining, contribute towards the same undermining of the thing. But that's more of like a conceptual way of looking at the Shechita. It's not just creating a physical hall or a physical cot, but it's undermining an entity. Right? But if the other way is more just looking at the physical hole, you're making a cot. How big is the cot? Two separate cuts, or the two cuts? Two separate, physically they're really like separate. But it's like more conceptually you're unifying the entity of a siman and saying you're undermining that. So the Shiltus is saying that's the way you look at Shechita. You don't have to look at it as a mechanical cut in the thing. Tosus doesn't like it. Tosus says it's true, in fact you may undermine the thing, but the mice of Shechita is creating a cut, creating a hole and two separate holes. There's no neither cut is good. Right? The question now is, within the Shiltos, it seems like he has two ways of going. And it's not so simple how to draw this line. But it seems like he would be willing to say that if the two cots were at the same level, let's say the same ring on the windpipe, or the same level at the food pipe, then around the same circumference, then you could join them together. But if they're different heights along the pipe, so to speak, then it wouldn't, you couldn't join them together. That's his first step. His second step is, no, it doesn't matter.
Two on the same side, one, two?
No, in other words, it would be if you have one pipe, the pipe has these rings. Right? So you imagine like a ring, and on the ring, you have like the, let's say the north side, the east side of the wing, and the of the ring, and the west side of the
directly
ring.
Directly across from
each other? Yeah, directly across, they're like in the same diameter.
So he's not sure which way to go?
Well, yeah, at first he says...
That's definitely good, but maybe even...
Yes, maybe even if one of them is like higher up. The siman is long, so one of them is like all the way, let's say, close to the mouth, and the other one is more closer to the belly. You know, like not that far apart, obviously, but that's what he's not sure about. But one thing he does say is, even if you say it's in different parts, different heights, I'm calling that height, imagine the standing straight up. It has to be on opposite sides. Right. If you cut it the same side, which let's say the front, right, on a person, let's say, it says in front, if you cut 30% in one and high up, and then the same 30%, so to speak, the same side of it, then it's definitely not going to join. It would have to be like 30% on the right on the top, and then 30% on the left on the bottom. That would join together. Let me think about this till tomorrow, and then we're going to do Rabbeinu Hanano. Rabbeinu Hanano is at the end of Tosfos. Okay.
So you don't want me to check here, though.